Welcome back, friends. Yes, I love it too. I love it too. The whole armor of God. So let's. I did a Bible study with my daughter and at the church. Ephesians, Discover Your Inheritance. It's a video series with the Great Adventure. That's, if you're looking for suggestions, there's that. But there's plenty of good help out there. One of the major themes was that the belief. So now we're going. I promised we were going to read scripture, and now we have. I had this one other thing. The theological insight that of many that Paul is highlighting in this sweet little book, only six chapters, really. Treat yourself, six chapters, is that the believer would understand the hope to which he, she is called, the glorious inheritance that believers have, and the high goals that the church is called to. The high goal. So when you start reading Ephesians and you start looking at what we are, the power and authority that Micah was talking about, that we have as believers, that glorious inheritance we have being part of the body of the church, that is an incredible viewpoint. So that when regard that fuels your hope that the Lord can do all things to the good.
Mm-hmm.
Right. But we have to get soaked in it. All right. The whole armor of God and Ephesians 6:10. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the schemes of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand firm. Stand, therefore, having fastened on the belt of truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and as shoes for your feet, having put on the readiness given by the gospel of peace. In all circumstances, take up the shield of faith, with which you can extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Do you have some thoughts before we start breaking that down, man?
I just love it. I think it's so brilliant because it's so counter to this armor of the world, you know? And I think it's such a cool image for Paul to use that, where it's so understandable in that time for all these people, you know? Whether it be Roman centurions or anyone, they know about the reality of armor and military, you know, and the way of the gospel is the way of peace, and realizing just the idea of, you know, how each article is attached to these things like fruit of the Spirit, almost, where the belt of truth and the helmet of salvation, and then carrying the gospel of peace, realizing that then even our sword of the Spirit is the Word of God, this literal, tangible thing that we have to build our life off of, you know, and realize so deeply that our fight is so much greater than petty things, you know, or the things of this world, where I think it's so easy for people to get trapped in just disagreement and aggression and things where it's like you're missing the point entirely when you're not wearing this armor, you know, because you're not setting yourself up to be protected, really, and or sustained, I think is a better word. Because I heard a quote once that God protects you from nothing, but sustains you in everything. And I love that idea because hardship is going to come and suffering is guaranteed. But we have tools to actually combat the violence of the evil one, you know? And what a gift.
It is a gift. You're exactly right. You targeted it. Who is our enemy? Mm-hmm. It's not necessarily, yes. Do evil people exist? Absolutely. Are they, do some go? Yes. But who does Paul say, even behind that, our enemy is Satan. Mm-hmm. And let's take a note. He actually thinks Satan is a real person as opposed to some sort of vague, mythical,
right,
negative human psyche, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's talking about our enemy in pretty concrete terms, so we can know that the devil is not a figment of imagination.
Mm-hmm.
So our enemy is the devil and his schemes, which goes against the will of our Heavenly Father. Hence my discussion about the gloss of the Our Father, the will of the Father, right? Mm-hmm. That's what Satan is known. So I've said Satan's this real guy. And so how do we know who Satan is? Because that's the enemy. So we have to know who the enemy is. So and you mentioned fruits. We are absolutely going to be looking at fruits because Jesus says by their fruits you're going to know them. So what are the fruits of Satan? Well, he steals, he kills, and he destroys.
Mm-hmm.
John 10:10. So when we see stealing, killing, and destroying, we know we're not seeing something of God. God can't be a little thief, a little bit of a thief, or a little bit of a killer, or a little part of a destroyer. God is pure good. He is not just pure good. He is the source of goodness.
Yeah.
Right. He's the source of holiness. It's whatever we would say is good or holy always will in its origin find its way back to them.
Yeah.
Back
derived.
It is derived from them. So that's how we know Satan. He steals, he kills, and destroys. And so for us to identified, you know, we look for those characteristics. The armor, this armor gives us the ability to stand firm. So there's that ability to have peace. We stand firm in the face of evil and not be crushed by it. That is, so we got the who and we've got the why. Why put the armor on? So that Karen or Micah or you, my dear friends, aren't going to be crushed by the evil that is guaranteed to be around us.
Yeah.
I think Our Lady is, okay, so how does that look real time? I think Our Lady, because this business of standing, it came up twice in that reading, in that short, you know, stand. So we start to see that. Okay. Who stood at the cross in the face of unspeakable evil and horror and not lose their peace? And it was our Lord's mother, right? She stood under the cross. She saw a corrupt political system because we had to have that to okay the crucifixion. Mm-hmm. And we had a corrupt religious system. They are the ones who asked for that, right? In breaking their own rules of, you know, trial at night and witnesses that contradicted and the whole thing. So Our Lady was under a political system that was
beyond corrupt.
And it corrupt, you know, back here to our top of the top, and religious. And she stood and she had hope. And, you know, she brought, you know, she accepted John, the beloved disciple, as her son. And I see John as representative of us. You know, the Lord gave her, you know, to at the cross. And her courage and her strength there, I think is a witness to our response today.
Yeah. It's a good picture, a kind of a modeling of it.
Yes. You know? That's right. The belt of truth. So now we got the who is our enemy. We got the why of putting the armor on. So let's now to what's listed first, the belt of truth. We, because of, you know, the concupiscence and, you know, our weakened, we have a weakened will and a dimmed intellect. Now, it's with the grace of Christ, we can get better with that. But there's always going to be that temptation. You know, Paul says that. I do that which I don't want to do, and I don't do which I want to do. Okay.
Yeah.
There's always that struggle here in this world. And truth is, we have this tendency to want to shave the truth for a variety of reasons. And so Paul will say, well, no, we cannot compromise with lies. Our Savior couldn't compromise with lies. That doesn't mean he's going around and telling everybody their troubles, right?
Right.
He knew everybody's life. He doesn't go around. No, he loves them. He loves them. And for some, you know, he will call out like the woman caught in adultery. But he does it when the Lord convicts our soul. He does it always in such a beautiful and tender way.
Mm-hmm.
At least that's my experience.
It's gentle. It's because it's from a place of real love. You know, you can tell that it's because I feel that truth telling is so often, you know, it feels like it can hurt or something when to hear the truth. And I mean, they say the truth hurts or whatever. And it's because conviction is so important, you know, and it's so vital for us to remember how easy it is to be deceived. Because
it's just, very easy.
Yeah,
it is. And so when we're under the systems we are, we keep in mind truth. Now our response with truth, who we share truth with, how do we get to that truth, all truth, that's all important. It's all important. But always we use Jesus Christ. He's our standard. He's our standard. All right, we are now on to the breastplate. So the next time, my friends, fides ad ratio.